Matthew chapter 28. The resurrection of Christ, his commission to his disciples. And in the end of the Sabbath, when it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and coming, rolled back the stone and sat upon it. And his countenance was as lightning, and his raiment as snow. And for fear of him the guards were struck with terror, and became as dead men. And the angel answering said to the women, "Fear not you, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord was laid. And going quickly, tell ye his disciples that he is risen. And behold, he will go before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Lo, I have foretold it to you." And they went out quickly from the sepulchre, with fear and great joy, running to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them, saying, "All hail." But they came up and took hold of his feet and adored him. Then Jesus said to them, "Fear not. Go, tell my brethren that they go into Galilee. There they shall see me." Who, when they were departed, behold, some of the guards came into the city, and told the chief priests all things that had been done. And they, being assembled together with the ancients, taking counsel, gave a great sum of money to the soldiers, saying, "Say you, his disciples came by night and stole him away when we were asleep. And if the governor shall hear of this, we will persuade him and secure you." So they, taking the money, did as they were taught. And this word was spread abroad among the Jews even unto this day. And the 11 disciples went into Galilee unto the mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And seeing him, they adored, but some doubted. And Jesus coming spoke to them, saying, "All power is given to me in heaven and in earth." [Footnote: All power, etc. See here the warrant and commission of the apostles and their successors, the bishops and pastors of Christ's church. He received from his Father all power in heaven and in earth. And in virtue of this power, he sends them, even as his Father sent him, St. John chapter 20, verse 21, to teach and disciple not one but all nations, and instruct them in all truths, and that he may assist them effectually in the execution of this commission, he promises to be with them, not for 300 or 400 years only, but all days, even to the consummation of the world. How then could the Catholic Church ever go astray, having always with her pastors, as is here promised, Christ himself, who is the way, the truth, and the life? St. John chapter 14, end of footnote. "Going therefore, teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world."